From Marquette to Monroe, you're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN, the Michigan Talk Network.
Fascinating discussions today, eh? Let me run. And you do have two ears and one mouth. You should listen twice as much as you talk. Read. Consider. Evaluate. That's what I would suggest. It's part of the program brought to you by Not Just Guns, supporting the program at its annual Trek to SHOT Show. That's next week. SHOT Show, Las Vegas, the biggest gun show in the world. Not Just Guns has handguns, rifles, accessories, ammo, used guns, scopes, cleaning supplies, and a lot more. Not Just Guns treats all customers with the highest level of service and respect. You can find out more by finding Not Just Guns online. Mike Green, the guy helping you out there and supporting this program as we go to SHOT Show. And then a couple of weeks after that to CPAC. We'll be at CPAC, the conservative get-together. And I read tremendous amounts of material. Also going through the audiobooks, I found it a great way to digest even more information is through audiobooks. I'm gone through Killing England, the Bill O'Reilly book. I read Killing Lincoln a while back, thought it was very good. Killing England, very good as well on audio, and now on to Killing Kennedy, also on the audiobooks. In the car, cruising around, I listen to it, Ivy listens to it, we listen to the book, we can learn a lot that way. And that way, you know, we can expand our knowledge of different things that is important to this program. Because the depth of knowledge is extremely important. The depth of knowledge, extremely important. So if in the week, theweek.com, I saw this interesting article, The 5 Most Likely Trump Impeachment Scenarios, written by Matthew Walther. Walther, I don't know if he makes handguns or not, but Walther is the guy's last name. He says, scenario number one, the House votes to impeach Trump and he is removed from office by the Senate. You've got to be kidding, right? The 1-11 University of Connecticut Huskies have a better chance of beating Clemson in next year's college football national championship than Trump has of being removed from office by his own party in the Senate. Mitch McConnell doesn't want it, and therefore it won't happen. Scenario number two, the House votes to impeach Trump, but he's not convicted and removed from office by the Senate. This is not likely, and not because I doubt Mitch McConnell and company would give their man a pass, but because I find it almost impossible to imagine Pelosi putting her party through something like this. The grassroots would love it. It would raise hundreds of millions, possibly billions of dollars, but Democrats can do those things merely by flirting with the possibility. Scenario number three, the House votes to impeach Trump, but the Senate doesn't hold a trial at all. I'm not the only person that thinks this is possible. It is not totally unprecedented for the Senate to refuse to vote on the House's impeachment, but it hasn't happened since the 18th century when the upper chamber concluded that William Blount, himself a senator, was not an officer of the federal government. Impeachment proceedings are very rare, however. And I should point that very rare. And so, therefore, it hasn't gone in a lot of directions. The point being is there's a lot of things that could happen in an impeachment proceeding. If it gets to that, if they actually get articles of impeachment up against the president, who knows where it might go? Just like the special counsel that started with Russian collusion, right, and has wandered freely all over the place into mostly financial crimes that date back 25 years with people that had nothing at all to do with the president back then, like Paul Manafort, or with lying to the FBI, even though the FBI says they weren't lied to, that sort of thing with General Michael Flynn. I mean, these sorts of things, you never know where it might go. So be careful. Scenario four, the House does not move to impeach Trump. Now, this scenario assumes that Pelosi can keep her people muzzled and in line. I mean, you're not going to get, look what's happening right now as far as getting things done with the government shutdown and day 25, nothing. The Democrats had a lot of big plans for their new majority in the House. And what's happening? Nothing. It's all at a standstill because of the government shutdown. Well, if they go into impeachment mode, nothing will happen then either. Nancy Pelosi will not get any legislation put together, introduced. There'll be no bipartisanship. There'll be no transportation or infrastructure bill. None of those things would happen. None of it. Anyhow, so, you know, the fact of the matter is, there's already been articles of impeachment introduced. It'll happen again. It will continue to happen. It'll come from Al Green or other folks. It doesn't matter. You know, in addition to the endless Russia hearings, which are going to start sometime soon and waste tremendous amounts of time, fooling around with impeachment would last all the way until 2020 as well. And it will continue. And scenario number five, the House holds one or more votes to impeach Trump that fail. And like I said, this has already happened. Al Green, Democrat, Texas, introduced articles of impeachment that named, among other high crimes and misdemeanors, one of the president's tweets about football players. Yeah. And his description of a political opponent as wacky. It, of course, failed overwhelmingly. And Pelosi will do her best to keep the caucus from embarrassing themselves. But the likelihood that November 2020 gets here without more failed impeachment votes, I place that extremely low. I'll take the over-under on that. And I can, you know, if you're putting money on the table, I'd say that's your best bet. I think it's possible the House goes through the impeachment process, but for what crime, I don't know. And if you're just politicizing and then criminalizing for the sake of impeachment, political opinion, and I don't like the guy, well, that's an awfully dangerous road to be headed down now, isn't it? An awfully dangerous road to be headed down. No question. Don't ever miss a day of the Steve Gruber Show. You can listen, stevegruber.com, listen live there. You can also check us, like I said, on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher. Let's see. Where else can they find us? All sorts of places. Alexa will get you there. Alexa, take me to Steve Gruber. I demand it. Do it now. She'll do it. We have her well compensated. She likes us. I'm serious. She does. 52 after on the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday. Final thoughts after this. If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MHS.